From Colorado Public Radio News, I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Republicans and Democrats watched election results roll in last night at separate parties. The state's congressional delegation had a uniformly good night, with all seven incumbents winning re-election. We have a roundup of the rest of the results, starting with Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verlee and the Democrats.
The mood at the Democratic Party's party started festive and never stopped. Early in the evening, State Chair Rick Palacio warned the crowd not to party too hard too early.
Make sure you pace yourself, one drink and one water.
Many in the room were bracing themselves for a long night, with fears of disputed results and unsettled victories. But as the returns came in, the cheers rose more and more frequently. And much sooner than expected, Palacio was announcing,
Colorado, the Denver Post called Colorado for Barack Obama.
Preliminary numbers put Obama ahead in the state by 3%, meaning he won not just Democrats, but the majority of Colorado's unaffiliated voters, too. A decisive victory was more than many here expected. Self-described political junkie Kevin Rush said he arrived at the party in a state of anxiety.
I was bracing for a really bad night, just because I'm a liberal and that's what we do. And so, I'm surprised and giddy and all that.
With the president's second term assured, supporters like Sophia Solano, Shannon Jackson, and Megan Alcott have a lot they want Mr. Obama to work on.
So I really hope to see the DREAM Act be passed.
I'm hoping it will make college cheaper, definitely.
Obamacare, we hope that goes forward, and preventative care being covered.
But Governor John Hickenlooper has words of caution for Democrats too eager to see last night's victories as a mandate.
I mean, this was not a landslide in any state, right? It was very close, and I think that's a message. We as Democrats have to reach out to Republicans and unaffiliated voters and say, all right, we realize we didn't run the table. We've got to hear your voice. We've got to involve you in decisions. We've got to find the appropriate compromises.
Last night's results also reshuffled the balance of power in the Colorado State House in Democrats' favor. In the Senate, they added another seat to their majority. In the House, Democrats retook control by a comfortable margin. Minority Leader Mark Ferrandino is now poised to become Colorado's first openly gay House Speaker. He attributes his party's big win to the legislature's very public breakdown over civil unions at the end of the last session.
I think that kind of set the tone for this election, was people's upset and mistrust and not really feeling confident with the leadership we had in the House of Representatives.
Also in Democrats' favor, though, is the fact that they won the battle to redraw the state legislative map. Republicans accuse Democrats of favoring themselves in the reshaped districts. Ferrandino disagrees.
We had competitive maps. These are not maps that assure a Democratic majority for a decade. These are maps that make sure you have to compete and have the best ideas.
The first ideas on the agenda next year, now that Democrats control both chambers, are likely to be a tuition reduction for undocumented immigrant students and the creation of civil unions. I'm Megan Verlee.
And I'm Ben Marcus with the Republicans, who were watching the returns from a ballroom at Mile High Field, the same place President Barack Obama accepted the Democratic nomination 4 years ago. Last night, the mood in the room got tense when the news networks projected that Obama had won the swing state of Pennsylvania. About an hour later, Mitt Romney's fate was sealed when he lost Ohio, and the Republicans in the room knew it.
Fox News can now project that President Obama will win the crucial state of Ohio.
The frustrations that had been building all night boiled over with boos and groans and this.
Welcome to hell!
The crowd, which had packed the cavernous ballroom, quickly thinned. Some Republican candidates that won their races stuck around, like Cory Gardner, who held on his Northeast Colorado congressional seat. He says the Obama campaign successfully attacked Romney's record and business dealings early and often.
I think this president ran a very splintering campaign, attacking the character of two very fine Americans.
Clearly upset, he says that's nothing to be proud of.
And I think the president ought to be ashamed of the way he carried forward this campaign.
Earlier in the night, Colorado GOP Chairman Ryan Call had boasted that a strong ground game would push Romney over the edge. After the results were announced, he declined to comment to the media. But in his final remarks to the few people left in the ballroom, he said Colorado Republicans made twice as many calls as 2008 and four times as many door knocks.
And the Colorado Republican Party invested more resources in direct candidate support than we have in over a decade. And this election, as Mitt Romney so well described, we left everything on the field.
Despite the investment, the GOP lost control of the state house. Republican House Speaker Frank McNulty says he spoke with his Democratic counterpart, Mark Ferrandino, who will likely become the next speaker.
I called him to congratulate him, and we had a chance to visit, and he was very gracious, and we look forward to working with each other, and we'll move forward from there.
McNulty says the vaunted Obama get-out-the-vote machine was as formidable as advertised, and it had an impact beyond the presidential campaign.
They are remarkably effective at moving all of those votes down ballot, and they did it again this year. Some people said they couldn't do it, but they did. And that had an effect across all of these races.
Mr. Obama captured 50% of the Colorado vote to Romney's 48%. Denver resident Lisa Tiori came down to watch the returns with her fellow Republicans, and she was downright angry with the results.
What do people not see? What do people not see? I mean, between Russia, Libya, the Keystone Pipeline, the jobs, like Obamacare, you just keep going. And it's mind-boggling.
Mind-boggling or not, Obama has won a second term, and Colorado Democrats now control both chambers of the state legislature. Ben Marcus, Colorado Public Radio News.